system.
Blog Talk Radio.
So the phone lines to the show is definitely now up and running. I had to get all of that stuff done before I can open up the phone lines. But the phone lines and the doors on the church of Blog Talk Radio is now open as well. So we can get into whatever's first on the docket that's in the lineup. Whatever's first, we can go straight into that. Oh, hold on, Bugs, come back, Bugs.
Oh.
Yeah, and also, Bugs, come back as well, Bugs. And also, when you call it into the phone line, right? When you dial the number, if you want to speak to us on the phone line, you must press 1 on the switchboard when you call in to raise your hand. And it picks up a hand, and I know that you want to come in the line. I can see the numbers, but if you don't press 1, it will not bring you up, honey, okay? Okay, everybody, please, before we get into all the drama and the shenanigans, everybody, please welcome the legendary one himself. Bugs, I don't know how to pronounce your house new name, so can you please reintroduce the icon. Can you please reintroduce yourself for us?
I'm the founding father of the house of Danielle Luna.
Okay.
Black woman.
Anybody who don't know, Danielle Luna was the first black supermodel in the 60s. So that's where I got to stay from.
Okay, and that's the flyer in the comments, and that's the calling number on the flyer. But what's first on the agenda, y'all, that we're gonna address? This is a lot of is in there.
That's a spicy lineup tonight. I hope they start running you up.
Oh no, don't worry. I'm in my feelings
about my baby. So understand, this is a show, bitch, and y'all gonna run us up. And then, like, we're going to get into the mess. Like, it's hard for me to be here right now. We're going to be in this mess. We're going to get into it, so let's run it up.
I'm at 375. I need to get to 400K. So, Vince, you know, they need to do their big ones. The lineup is what the lineup is. We say, so what they want, it's gonna cost to get me there for what they want. For me to tap into Kelly Mizrahi, y'all gonna have to pay for the top
job. You wanna go ahead and do the Tabitha thing now?
Okay, yeah, let's go straight. Yeah, go through the Tabitha thing because yeah, Tabitha does have a job. So let's do the Tabitha thing.
Yeah, you know, Tabitha's gonna be here early. Tabitha, you're in the comments. You definitely wanna walk and come up and speak for yourself. You need to. I know you can't speak so much because of your job, but hold on.
Make sure you guys are sharing.
Yeah, make sure y'all sharing. Make sure y'all get this. Baby, because y'all know y'all want us to get crazy.
Make sure you guys are following the panel as well.
Okay, I'm going into the hearing. Hold on. She said how she came up on Kelly.
Okay, hold on. I got this. Hold on. I'm about to switch. Okay, Drake dropped. Oh, Drake dropped already. Hold on. Tabitha, so you press the little thing that says join down there, Tabitha, and I can bring you up, Tabitha.
Okay.
Or just the
okay.
Oh, wait.
This is the message from your son on Facebook, I guess, to you, Tabitha. If you were a mother, you would have protected me and not belittled me for my addiction. Somebody said that is Tabitha's son. Apparently, she tries to attack him at work and his wife at the funeral. Let me go out. It is a video for that, too. Give me 1 second, y'all.
Okay.
I got to exit out so I can do this. Hold on.
Okay. Y'all do deals on here. I like that.
No, we don't do our deals. They just send this shit to us. Bitch, I was gagging. I was on my way driving to Virginia, and it was sent to me as I was driving to Virginia.
But I want her to play the video.
We got it. I love her. Each other. It's really real. So I wasn't going to have you get to the player like that. Hold on. 1 second.
Because I want everybody to see the video so they can
understand. I'm playing the video now. I'm going to the video now.
I will tell one. Your life means nothing to me.
You're trash. Basic, come here. Come on, Doc. Stop caring. Perfect. Take the lock off of this. Don't get stopped locking. So I gotta take the lock off of here. It's not. I took the thing, but it said never. But keep locking.
Also admitting that I told him to leave his girlfriend. who he said that if I was his great mom to him, I would have done this and done that. Bitch, you kept running back and begging to stay with her. And I don't know any of us who haven't raised kids who don't want to listen. I raised that boy since he was 16 years old. I took him off the street, clothes, fed, positioned him to be the person that he wanted to be. Nobody even knew him but through me. And I will end it like this. He can walk into any woman, say his name, and don't nobody know. But if he walk into a woman and say he's Tabitha Gonzalez's son, they're going to park the seat for him. Why? Because I worked hard to establish myself, my family, and him. When you leave my house, and I'm not talking about Baldwin, when you moved out of my house, you started to regress and do things that you knew that I would never let you do. So, again, you told all your little friends who you were hanging out with in the little tiki houses to not tell me that you were doing crystal meth in the bathroom and stuff. So as you continue and what's happening and playing out on Facebook is the psychosis that happen when they are under the influence. So I'm going to leave it like that, which is why I'm not responding. And I decided to come here because I figured that since they want to reach out to Caesar from Ballroom Throwback and ask for an exclusive fucking interview, this y'all don't even know this man. And y'all going to reach out to him to ask for an exclusive? Bitch, I know y'all lost them on. You lost them on the minute you flicked your ass across me. Because you obviously didn't know who I was.
Playing devil's advocate, and just how we normally interview people up here, I'm gonna take off the fact.
Wait, hold on. Before you start the interview, Naima, you have all the messages, Naima. You have all the text messages, Naima.
Okay.
The lock code is 2.
The lady in the video with the cane. She was the one who flicked the ass.
The taller lady. The taller lady.
Right. But just to be clear, she was the one who flicked the asses. For me, I didn't even know this lady. So here's something else that is not unique. And I'm pretty sure Nikki and anybody else who's worked inside nonprofit, one of the first things that communities do is when they are angry with you and say you are telling people status. That is not unique. That is something that's an old card that people played a long time ago. What is unique, though, is that you have never heard my name in nothing like that until now. How convenient. So y'all making all these allegations up in order for you to justify you swinging golf clubs or whatever it is you had in your fucking hand.
Hold on, y'all.
Naima, the messages.
The question from the comments after while we're queuing that up is, so you didn't go to his job and attack him in his office?
No, my love. So what happened was, and they should probably be in those texts. I know I have those, and I'm not going to do that yet because they're held for something else. I have texts that I can't post here for other people.
So basically what you're saying is you didn't attack him at his job. No, listen,
I went to his job because he was supposed to be getting in a substance abuse treatment. He was supposed to be working out a deal for me to take his dog. So he asked me, hold on, babe. So he asked me to go to his job, and she kind of like initiated this whole thing. The same woman who said that she was coaching him, who he actually confessed that she was coaching him to be a good man to his wife and to reduce his drug use.
Okay, Naima, hold on, Tabitha. Give us a second. Naima, the messages.
Ooh.
There they go.
Okay.
Did you see that?
Hold on, Tabitha. Hold on. Tabitha, we got it. Naima about to read them. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so it says, listen, I know things were tough, and I know we were supposed to get married. I just think self-valued in our relationship, from our fights to your little petty ways. Don't get me wrong, Dominique. My love for you will never change. I just felt like once Tabitha told me she ain't want us together, I felt like she knew more deeper things than I did. I don't want to be your friend to update you. I want to be your friend because no matter how petty you were sometimes and ate in front of my face, I still care. If Tabitha would have never told you to come check on me,
you wouldn't have never came back. You were done with me that morning. You left and didn't take the keys and took everything with you. So, Jason, this is what you wanted. So you can say all the things, all these things, making out to be the bad person. Like, I abused you so bad. I left you with no food. I terrorized you. That your own mother didn't want you with me.
Okay, hold on. I'm not sure it's the same thing. Terrorizing your mother.
Okay, you want me to believe all of this and everyone else to justify the stupid decisions you made, getting a tattoo on your face, marrying someone in less than 2 weeks, and totally disrespected Tabitha. I still fuck with her because she didn't do anything wrong to either of us, and you know that. You're saying that she didn't want me with you, but yet you're blaming Katie as that.
Wait, hold on, Naima. Is it me? Is it frozen on the screen?
It's frozen, but just let it go. It's frozen, but go ahead.
Okay. You want me to come back out?
No, just go, Naima, just go.
Okay, she's the reason we stood together and I abused you. Meanwhile, you were going to her house begging for me to come back home as you did what you did to me. I'm going to do you a favor and let you have your narrative so that you can justify the things that you done wrong. She came over there to help you. You're the one who told me to call her in the beginning. Otherwise, she wouldn't have known anything you involved her. She's been nothing but nice to you and me. So, no, you don't get to make her out to be the bad person.
What y'all say? No, nobody not saying nothing.
Naima, keep going. Nothing. I just want to interrupt you. I'll stop, Naima. Go ahead.
Okay. We have plans for our lives, and if you left all of these things about me, why would you ask me to come back? Why would you ask me if you could get clean, would I take you back? And then run around, get your mother involved, when you know she is emotional when it comes to you. That woman loved you like her own child, just like I love you. So you can make your story the way you want to make it, but everything you did was foul. That's why she hasn't said nothing, and I haven't said anything. Friends, we can never be. Jason, I see who you really are. I'm not justifying anything. I'm not an angel. I did my wrongs too. But what Tabitha ain't know was that whole night, she was bashing me. She was being recorded. And the shit that I heard on that call is not what a mother did. Dominique, you left that morning to your house and then have the audacity to at least leave 5 or 10 for me to eat. I had to go and ask Yonce to send me money because you ain't even answer me nor assure me you was coming back. The way you moved, you was moving like you been done with me. You was just there to be there. However, I'm not an angel. And what Yonce knows is what I would tell her on the same day, not no made-up story every time we had issues. She would even
guide me on how to be better in my relationship, and nothing she told me would work with me. I felt no matter what I was too boring and less of a man. I had so many things I planned out. However, I felt like I was not funny enough for you. I felt like you always wanted a stronger man. I'm going to start where you started, number one, speaking to Tabitha when she came back from L.A. And she didn't know anything until I told her. That's number one. She thought everything was because she was talking to you while she was in L.A. That night when Yonce called, she was out with her father being celebrated. And we called your mother because you told me to, and you know she was drinking, and you wasn't on the phone to hear what Yonce was saying to your mother, accusing her of telling her status when you was the one who said, because you did the same shit with BB and Cedric, and I have receipts. So, you made your mom out to be some gossiping person when she didn't know anything. She was hurt, upset, and she was being accused of stuff she didn't do. And I was on the phone. You were getting high while all of us was on the phone. Again, she didn't know everything until I told her, not your friend, who you asked to lie, not Alex. No one told her truth but me, because you didn't want anybody to tell. Okay, then it cuts off. Okay.
Don't worry about it. That's it. And we're not talking about, okay, we're not talking about DZ from the other side of the app. Okay, so let's get back into, Naima, you can take that down, and we can get back into the interview. Listen, I know y'all girls. Hold on, Tabitha, before you get to me, I'm going to let you finish. I know you girls, Naima, you can take that down. I know you girls are reading, but if y'all want to get into the shit, Mr. Bitch, we trying to close out our quota. Bitch, if y'all want to get to the shit, ain't no gifts flying. So we're going to talk about what we want to talk about, and when we're ready to get to the shit, we'll get to the shit. So y'all need to stop making these motherfucking quotas go up. But go ahead, Tabitha.
I'm three dragons.
Okay, y'all.
Mute it.
Go ahead, Tabitha.
So I really don't even have to say those texts were sent to me. You know, so you can clearly see the narrative. So, again, I just feel that it's unfortunate that, you know, crystal meth is actually attacking our community, and that we are unable to get it under control, and it's affecting our youth to the point that they are, how do you get married to someone after you've been had a fiance for 5 years and less than 2 weeks, get a tattoo on your face, and do all these things, and now you're coming at me? When I was in L.A., filming, I came back, you told me everything was good. So when I come back, now it's all this crazy stuff. One shoe's bopping out the other. You're looking for me to respond to you. I'm not going to respond to you. If you left my life, you should not be concerned about me. Your wife should not be standing in the street blocking me from getting in the car. Y'all should not be attacking me, slinging things at me. If y'all have me in your relationship, why are you worried about me? I'm no longer worried about you. So that's my message. And then, like, for me, like, people know me. Like, bitch, I've helped so many, and I don't say that to, like, throw people out there or to make them feel bad or to put people stuff out there. I don't do that to nobody. So I really don't have anything to say. Everything will come out when it needs to come out. That's why I'm letting him play his pity party and the bruises on his face and all that. Boy, I told you to leave that girl a long time ago, and you would come to my house and squat at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning to go right back. So So don't tell me about what I didn't do. Go ahead.
Okay, so anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns, or premium comments, this is the time. Go ahead, Nikki.
So I have a question. So is this the same girl that he was in a relationship before and then they got back together? Is that what happened?
No. So here's what happened, Nikki. He was with the girl for 5 years. Okay. Please, I can't do both. Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm new to Bebo, all this stuff. I'm all excited. Like, somebody get the money. But Tony gets all the damn money. So listen, to be honest, like I said, I don't know a lot that's going on. He was with his fiance, the one he was formerly with for 5 years. So she's the one that he's talking to right after he got married to the other girl. But he left her. She got married to the girl that you saw in the white dress with the pin on her head. So that's the new girl. So the other girl, they were very toxic to each other, and I didn't ask them to separate. So he's on Facebook saying, if you're a great mother, you would have protected me. I tried to protect you. You wanted to go back.
I got a question, Tabitha. Which one are you pregnant by? Are you pregnant by the new wife or the old wife?
So here's the thing. So at this point, I don't even know if he's pregnant. This is all new to me. But what I will say is this, right? And this is to be clear. I don't know if he's pregnant, and I don't even know who is the baby's mother.
Right.
But what I will say is this, right? If I'm a recovery coach, and you come to me in crisis, and I know that you are using drugs, how am I going to guide you in a relationship to show you how to be a better man for another woman, yet you no longer with that woman, now you're in my debt? So if you're a recovery coach, you're sleeping with someone.
No, this doesn't have anything to do with your house. This is personal.
Right?
Hey, I love you. Hey, daughter.
Yes, father.
I love you.
You want me to get off?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love you.
I love Vinny, don't come up here fucking up my productions, Vinny, okay?
I love you so much.
Okay, you coming up here fucking up production, and you ain't even sending no gifts, and you fucking up production. Everybody, welcome to the show, the founder, the icon, the legend, Vinny Mason Margiela. Thank you, Vinny. Okay, well, we over with that topic. Thank you, Vinny. Vinny, come over here fucking up production.
That's what was going on
anyway,
you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Okay, so listen. But Bugs, if you hear Bugs, can you please come back up? And because I love when we have the promoters here, Bugs. But I'm sorry, I know you were driving or whatever. But I would love to have you come back up so you can talk about the ball. But if y'all think y'all gonna get Kelly Mizrahi and me reading Mona with these numbers, bitch, y'all gonna get. But go ahead, Bugs.
Oh my God.
Let's go. Okay.
It's the fact that everybody in the comments asking who
pregnant. Girl, he just posted it on his story 30 minutes ago. Mine's in my unborn alone.
The comments is...
Okay, we're pulling it back.
Okay, so we're going to, I guess, another trans man situation while we're in the process of y'all running us up. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy, Miss St. Girl. Yeah, while y'all running us up. Listen, y'all already know... So listen. So hold on. While Maya get ready to share this, okay? Can somebody send a live to this here? While Maya get ready to share this, Mistake Bitch, Susan already told us how to work the app. You gotta play with the pussy and the dick real slow before it get fully hard and it get ready to bust. So if y'all want us to get it fully hard and y'all want it to explode, these numbers ain't getting us to our quota.
Whoa. Thank you, Mom.
But go ahead, Nikki. I'll be going to buy you. Go ahead.
Don't say she's me, Susan. She ain't talking to me, honey.
Go ahead, Amaya.
I need my guys to wake the fuck up.
because this is all they think about you. This all they want from y'all. They don't respect the men of transcendence. I swear y'all get weirder and weirder every time, and I start to dislike y'all because all y'all way of thinking more and more, not all, but the majority. And this is the message that he's replying to. Oh, so for years, I felt like if I date again, I want to date a man with a pussy. Am I wrong for that? What is so wrong with someone saying they want to cry? Even though I don't want to cry, why is that a problem? I think those book queens are basically saying I would fuck a pussy attached to masculinity. What's so wrong with that? Why is it looked at like a wrongful act?
That's a bang, bitch.
I couldn't see it. Hold on.
So, how do y'all feel?
Well, you just asked the question.
I'm gonna say this.
It's pretty different, but when you become the face of something, you're gonna get inboxes and questions like that. Next case.
Yeah,
because
Vicky, you
gonna
hear something. I'm gonna say what I said
on because I want to be a fake bitch. So I said last time we were having this conversation publicly, but Vicky, go ahead.
It's
sad because we as trans women have had to deal with this for the longest, and I'm not saying that it's right for anybody to have to deal with it. However, I do feel like that it's being sensationalized because it is trans men. I don't think a lot of times. It's just like a such a subject when trans men are involved. It's like everything gets sensationalized because of them. It's like we as trans women just have to take it and keep going and dealing with it.
Okay, please hold before the next person. We have a caller. We have a caller. Caller 601-331. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm doing fine. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so last week y'all had a good show. But this week y'all got all those folks up there, and I just gave y'all a luxury car. What's the tea? What's the tea?
Hold on. Y'all can't talk. Open up, y'all. Hold on. So baby, we gotta get there, baby. But I need to get to my 400K, and I'm at 370, so I gotta take it slow.
And I don't mind giving you some money, but I work hard for my money. But I can't hear everybody at the same time. Okay.
We got you, baby. We gonna get there. We get it there. Okay, baby. But I got you. Thanks for calling in, okay? Okay, we got you.
Thanks.
Hold on. We got to hold on. They ain't playing with y'all over here, honey, okay?
Hold on. Wait a while.
We got another caller. The next caller that we have on the line is 408-821. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays.
Hey, what's up, man? How you all doing today?
We're doing fine, yourself?
I'm doing better than most, worse than a few. I'm glad you asked, because sometimes when you're going through life, you know, these people be saying something that doesn't line up with what you know to be true.
Oh, right.
Let me tell y'all, so a lot of y'all, we're gonna get back into the show.
And if you press one, please press one again and take your hand down. That's how you take your hand down once I already came to your call. So when you have a premium package on Blog Talk Radio, premium packages start from 8 o'clock to anything after that. We get on the heat list just like over here on the app. So anybody that's over there on the heat list can see our number, and they can just call in and just start talking and don't even know what we're talking about. Okay.
Before I keep going, let me say this to y'all in the comments. We explained this to y'all last week. I'm not going to explain it week by week. The show has changed.
So stop asking, stop inboxing and calling and texting me. And come on, let's such and such up, let's such and such up, let's such and such up, let's do this, let's do this. Y'all not running the job.
Oh, hold on. Everybody, please welcome to the show. It's been a long minute since she has made a motherfucking, has graced us with her presence. It's the icon. It's the motherfucking legend. Sexy Lexi, her motherfucking self.
Okay, come on up here and you sexy Lexi. Do that.
Come on, where did she go? Hold on, here she go. Oh, bitch, here she go, here she go.
You're so cute, Ann.
Okay, I'm going to put this up on you. Mute.
Okay, so what's next, Amaya? What we got next?
Okay, listen. We running a different ship. So for all of this, bring this up. We want to joke. We want to let. That's not how this is going. So you girls get up here. I don't give a fuck if I fuck with you or not. If you're not participating, you will go down.
Okay. So what's next? What's next we get? We going to slow stroke this until we get to our quota. But go ahead. Go ahead, Amaya. What's next? What you got in there? Pull something out of that thing. Pull something out of it.
I'm going to slide the floor real quick. I said, can I ask you a question? No, you cannot, because we're about to bring you. You need to be on mute. Thank you. I'll pass my room to test. On the mute, I'm saying that I'm looking at you. Can I see that? Mute. Oh, hi, y'all. Mute. One last time.
Okay, Florida. Florida, we on y'all. This came from the somebody in Florida. Somebody sent this to me. And Florida ain't having it. T-Boy, Amaharia, the Florida representatives. Go ahead.
Dear Florida, the pop-up ball will go back to being a local-ass ball, and if anyone is stupid enough to carry that brand, then you must like wasting your money, because I'm going to make sure it flops no matter what city, state, or country it's held in. You don't welcome people to be a part of something. Let them build it up to national notoriety, and then soon as you don't get your way, you spit in their face. The gloves are completely off, and I'm going to show you why it's best to be have me on your side rather than against you at everyone. And that is from the legendary SB Revlon, Star Revlon. I don't know what this is. Oh, that's another thing. I'm sorry.
T-Boy said, hey, next subject.
Okay. Well, Florida don't want to respond to that. Well, let's not respond to that. Okay, Amaya.
I'm going on to the next thing.
Go to the West Coast. Y'all want to get to the East Coast. These numbers, they say y'all want to get to the East Coast.
West Coast right now.
I'm at 380. I need to get to 400.
Okay. This is from Casanova. Putting you West Coast icons all on notice. The McDonald's icons that voted yes to unban Corey Jane, Pat, and Gucci here on the West Coast is a fucking fool, just like your so-called standards. How dare you all call yourself icons? To the West Coast leaders of Gucci, you all are the real animals and disruptors of the West Coast ballroom scene. You are all the downfall of this coast. Your house has had 5 members banned in the past year and a half, and one of your icons got out of being banned due to the girlfriend BS and bullying the other. The real animals of ballroom majority, the West Coast so-called leaders of Gucci. I'm also making my official request public. West Coast Alliance Board cheer and all co-cheers. I, legendary West Coast father Casanova Ebony, along with the iconic House of Ebony, put in a request to have all parties involved in huge... Kelly, but I put this in order. Okay, girl, okay, excuse me, the voting process, which is Ebony, Delcourt, Gucci, and Basquiat in this matter, including icons or the advisory board from the listed, needs to be excluded from any vote pertaining to this particular incident. A member of the House of Basquiat, now West Coast mother, Leanna Basquiat, gave this deadly weapon to Corey Gucci inside the venue, which was a long, all-black machete, which was used to attack Pink Ebony and myself. This action makes her an accessory to the incident on October 29, 2022, which she needs to be banned as well. The West Coast Alliance Board at the time in 2022 is the one that banned Corey Gucci indefinitely.
The first Alliance call and meeting after the incident October 29th before the Icon Advisory Board sent in to ban Mike, Jakari, Quadeet, Pink, and myself. It was 2 weeks after Corey indefinitely banned by the first. The board at the time couldn't make a decision on Pink, Mike, and myself. Therefore, the Iconic Advisory Board has no right to interfere with an Alliance Board decision. It should be up to the current Alliance Board to vote on if current indefinite ban should be lifted, not the West Coast Icon Advisory Board. With that being said, I move to call an emergency vote with the Alliance Body to keep the indefinite ban in place. We, Pink Ebony, and myself, Casanova Ebony, the victim, never received that apology from Corey for almost taking our lives, leaving us with forever trauma and forever scars, plus cracked skulls. Corey never apologized to the wrong community here for the actions.
I got it in my
call. Abusing a deadly weapon against members and spectators of the West Coast ballroom scene. This could have happened to any one of our house members last year. Put yourself in our shoes. How would you feel if the person that nearly took your life was at a bar that's supposed to be a safe space to express yourself? Also, to add additional insult to injury, the same Icon Board denied everyone's appeal, but feel it's okay to condone deadly violence. It's okay. Also, the double standard of rules in regards to why Nico not being held accountable for his actions and this incident. I was told to take accountability for my actions, which I did. So everyone needs to take accountability for their actions as well. Nico Gucci, Diana Garcia, I pray that this new Alliance Board take a stand to protect the West Coast ballroom from all predators.
So to the people, to the girls that's in the comments that's saying the stand that they took when Liddell calls and things, if y'all don't know, we only rehashing this right now because this post came up after we had a full 2-hour show last week when the letter was fully addressed and the Ebony's and everybody in the community was here. So if y'all was not here when we had that show, I think last week, Wednesday or Thursday, please keep your comments to yourself. We're only re-bringing this up as well because it came after the show. But we had a full show. Y'all bitches just come around on Monday nights because it's messy. We do other topics during the week as well. So y'all need to come around more often. But to talk about this, before I get into it, we have a caller, 917-225. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays.
Oh, yeah. So this is Prince. My comment is towards the Corey thing is like, people do make mistakes and people do things, but how long do y'all want somebody to be punished for something that happened so long ago? And then remorse, why would I apologize to somebody that I stabbed? I'm not saying that it was okay, but I'm not going to apologize to you because I didn't do it on accident. I know what I did. But in the court of law, everybody gets one TBJ, so you can murder somebody and get probation before judgment. So I don't see no reason why y'all want him to be banned for life when y'all sat outside. A lot of things you could say he was afraid of his life, too. So that's all I want to say about that.
Okay, thank you for that thing calling in. Okay, so press 1 and take your hand down. So for all of y'all girls that don't know, okay, so when the appeal, from what I get from talking to people, they said when the appeal letter was put in, the appeal letter was actually sent to the new Alliance Board members that is over there on the West Coast. The Alliance Board did not want to touch it, so they pushed it up to the higher powers that may be. They did not want to touch it. The new board that they put in place did not want to touch it, and they elevated it up just like in ballroom. If you have a problem and your chapter parents can't handle it, they send it to the East Coast or the Midwest parent. If they can't handle it, it goes up to the next person, and that's exactly what the Alliance did over there. They did not want to handle it, so it was elevated up to the next powers that may be. So, do anybody else on the panel have anything else to say about this? Because we did talk about this on on Wednesday or Thursday. Do anybody else have any or concern about this? And we can go into the next topic if they don't.
I think we had all the relevant parties here the other day.
Okay.
Somebody in the comments said why they did and they're not going to have it.
Well, y'all got to ask them. We did not speak with them, so y'all will have to ask them. But we do have another caller. The next caller that we have on the air is 252-673.
Hello.
You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Mondays.
Well, what's going on, Kelly? Hey, panel, this is Dasani. I'm so glad to be able to call in. I like calling in better because I feel like I can be heard a little bit more. You know what I mean? I just want to say to you, Kelly, and to everybody that's listening, when it comes to this Corey situation, all of that shit is bullshit. Divine was on the panel with them big-ass hands last week, and she was lying. The Gucci's are some lying-ass bitches. They was lying. And I don't. That's why Kelly want to move on so bad. And I do want to ask you, Kelly, why did you bring Vinny up here to that 10-hour story that Naima was reading, just for you to drop the girl off the panel when she started talking about him getting his ass whooped? Now, I don't understand that. Now, if you're going to have a production, I know the tea's a little bit slow this week. The hottest thing is you chopping Mona at the ball with her one earring on. And I know that's what everybody's waiting for you to get to. But if you've got lukewarm tea this week, just say that. Just fucking say that. So we ain't got to sit here and play. Now, we know you're trying to get your quota, but don't play
that's
with us.
Well, Dasani, I got a quota to get to, Dasani, and you know they said I do this show to pay my rent, so I need to pay my rent. Oh, Dasani dropped down. Okay, so on to the next.
That bitch is crazy.
On to the next. I love Dasani. I love Dasani. Hold on, let me unmute Sexy Lexi. I love Dasani. So, Amaya, what's next that we got to talk about? Because I know y'all ready to get into Virginia.
Okay. Okay, 1 second. Is Bugs still here by any chance? Do you want to get to that? Is Bugs still here?
Bugs, if you hear Bugs, can you please come on up? But if Bugs is not here, y'all think I'm playing, bitch. I'm not playing. We got a quota. I got a quota to get to. I'm at 380. I need to get to 400, okay? So we can go to the Kiki Boy P. Can somebody get
no, 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 no. I got to order the 250 again. Anthony is up here.
Okay, well, let's get to but that's
going here. We're going here.
But that's going to lead it. That's going to lead it to the ball. We're not getting there yet because we ain't at our quota. So don't go there yet. So let's go into can somebody
see where I'm going? I got it.
Yes.
I got it.
Can somebody get Maya?
One second. Cause you got to be in the order. I'm doing it that way. Listen. Is it a Lavin? Is it a Lavin in the comments for Yanni?
Oh,
yeah, let me read that, honey. Sit here.
Yeah, go ahead, Naima. Go, Naima. Go to the production chat, Naima. Just cue that up in the production chat so they don't see everything else. Oh, Lord, I'm going to bring it up. Go ahead.
I got it. Okay, Yanni is a brand with or without a name behind her. Keep that in mind. And then somebody said fast name, Jane Robinson.
And
the girls are asking me, Johnny, are you talking about Lavin being behind you? So wait, clarification, did she leave the house of exclusive houses? That's what the girls are trying to figure out because allegedly people were saying that is what it gave from that status.
So, but you know,
okay, well, Lavin represented this here, don't put too much into it. So there you go.
Okay. So the next thing, so they said don't put too much into it, so we ain't going to put too much into it. So the next thing.
Yes, Johnny's a judge, yes.
Yes, she's definitely a judge. So the next thing we're going to talk about, can somebody get Little Maya, the commentator, TC over here, and can somebody please get Dolly Balenciaga over here as well. Send them alive. They're next on our docket.
Yeah,
I mean,
the videos or the Facebook shots?
Well, do the videos.
Dickie said you stepping on his toes.
Do the videos. Well, they sent it over to me, son. They sent it over. So,
Kelly, you want videos?
Yeah, do the videos, and then we'll have Naima read the thing. So listen here. So everybody, over here on the, while Maya cue that up, over here on the Jess Network, we definitely have
myself with Penny Mondays for February. We also have Jason and Trash Talk Tuesdays that will be coming back out. And we also are bringing back the State of Emergency with Nikki Barmain, Amaya, and Monique, Jess Monique. They're going to be doing the State of Emergency, giving y'all positive topics. And also, my son Diggy and Snooki is definitely coming underneath the Jess Network brand, and they're going to be having Kiki Unpacked, honey. And they're going to be unpacking. And I have definitely been over there on the show with them
so
when they've been.
Bring up the Kiki girls. You should bring him up for this segment.
Yes, and they're definitely going to be unpacking. Well, Diggy, let's see what you got, Diggy. Come on over, Diggy. You want
to
unpack this?
That's not his name.
Diggy.
He's saying Diggy or Diggy?
Diggy. You the listener.
Diggy.
Yeah. Yes. Diggy, would you like to come over here and unpack this? We definitely do have London in the building.
There's our darling.
Okay, well, go ahead, Amaya. Play the videos.
Okay, y'all. When the listen, y'all. Everybody muted when the videos play. Y'all need to leave the comments.
Yeah, everybody mute yourself. Self-mute. Self-mute. Self-mute.
Don't talk to you when the videos, y'all, please.
Fuway, I want you to...
He's talking about, please, get off the chair. Okay.
We got this in the 19
minutes, y'all. You know, in a respectful manner, of course. I want to actually hear the situation from your point of view because you're the only point of view I'm hearing it from, and I wasn't there, so I don't even know how it happened. So I want to know from your point of view what happened. Oh girl. Look, she's gonna jump out. London, girl, get back in the queue, baby. Stop, like,
mm-hmm.
He was just in, like, sorry,
continue. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're on, I think we just, so generally, we're on runway now. Where he can be. I think, like, 2-3 people already just walked. And then Precious made a comment. He's going to very much say, like, okay, get off the stage. Get your wear off the stage, get off the stage. So there's a whole bunch of people on the stage, and people are getting off. And then someone was walking, she said, again, get your wear off the stage. Get your wear off the stage. So I'm looking like, who's on the stage still? So I look, and I see London on the stage. So I'm like, okay, get off the stage. Get off the stage. And I also see her, so I said, London, get off of the stage. And she looked back, and then she was looking at Precious, thinking, like, Precious was looking for her. And I'm like, no. I'm like, but Precious over here is talking to Zenobia or Javina, one of them. And she's still looking at Precious. I'm like, no. I said, London. Precious said, get off of the stage. And then she didn't move or whatever the case would be. So I got up and I looked to try to get off the stage, like, move. And then after, so then she gave me, like, this bombastic side. I look at me up and down, trying to figure out, like, boy, who I'm talking to. So I'm looking at her like, what am I supposed to do? Like, excuse me? Like, you gotta get off the stage. So then Precious said, bye, come back here. Don't do that. Just come back here. So I moved her back, and I sat to my face, and I was looking, I was watching, and I was like, respecting her. You don't understand, like, you don't do that. But then I felt the icon told me, okay, like, take a breath, take a moment, go back here. You can't. So I said, went back there, took a breath, came back out. Precious started to be moving stuff again, trying to figure out the whole situation with the European runway, the Old Navy. And after Precious finished with that, I said, I hope I'm not have to say this to local. I said, it's about respect, honestly, truthfully. Because it wouldn't do that if Snooki was there or any other commentator that was there who told you to tell you off stage. Like, it's not like if she was on the edge of the stage, I would have hated it. But you have your ass, thighs, and knees on the stage. So, respectfully, get off of the stage. If one of your house members was working in category and someone was on the stage or if you want to say, you want them to get off. Like, get off the stage respectfully. As a commentator, I'm doing my job. So it's like, get off of the stage respectfully. So she didn't move. So I said, okay, that's fine. Pump the beat. They pumped the beat. They were walking. I made a whole commentation on the side of the on the side while she was still on the stage. I was like, off the stage. I was like, this is pumping and walking. Guess what? What? Off the stage. And so she slowly, calmly got off the stage. And then after that, I went home, got home, made my post, thanked everybody for being there. And then I made a subliminal message saying, don't say what you got off the stage, though. And then I woke up, I'm going to go back to the woke up to a hopeful child. She was saying, I'm an ugly commentator, I have stubble, basically, like, she said, how,
Amaya, you can leave us for the whole 19 minutes. We got a little summary from Maya, and London's here, and Maya's on her way, I was told.
Maya, you better not get your dumb ass up here. Ain't none of them coming up there, Kelly. We handled this yesterday.
You want me to go and get the post and read it?
Yes, get the post. Get the post.
Okay, hold on.
And
I'm going to have to post on the HMI Awards ball because the only thing that pertains to London is the last sentence. Y'all are dragging it.
Ziggy, I don't tell you how to run yours. Don't tell me how to run mine. Okay?
But you stealing from our show, honey.
It was sent to our production.
This is emotions mixed with situations, and people taking their emotions and mixing in situations. Like Maya said, Precious asked London to get her fat ass off the stage. According to London, London did not hear her say to get her fat ass off the stage. She did not hear Precious tell her that. She did not hear Maya tell her that. She has a handful of witnesses that said Tanya told her to get off the stage. The stage is pretty high. She's wearing high heels. She does not want to jump down on high heels to the floor. She requested for a chair to be brought to her so she can sit down like a lady to the floor. While the chair was being brought to her, Maya pulled up on her and said, London, move your ass. So London looked at her as the little girl she is, and also them having a free problem. Also them having a free problem at the Juicy Ball for $3,500 Femcon performance with the community and some of the people in the comments saying London deserves that. She only won because she is the embodiment of a femme queen, and Maya outperforms her but doesn't have the look, which ties right back into the how. Now that I'm at home, Maya, you sat here and you wrote a review about the HMI Awards ball, and at the end of the review, you said, sidebar, I see that you're fat. I thought that stage, though. So once London saw that, London replied that, bitch, you're basically ugly, and you're crunchy to the neck, and you've been itching for a moment to come for me, and now here you go. So Maya took that moment and went on to the show yesterday, which was hosted by Josh, because Smithy had to host the ball, and she went ahead and started, which I've just watched on the pre-recording, and they had a back-and-forth banter for about an hour where it basically comes to, you're a little girl to her, she respects you as a little girl in your talent, she doesn't like you how you're drunk and how you're giving it to people, especially to her, someone who's the poor end to her. Maya feel like if that was true, you should have never called me ugly or made my transition because I gave it to you on the mic. It's all a big understanding now, so where the understanding is, don't talk to me and I won't talk to you. This is not going anywhere, and stop trying to get my status and my secretary in the team to tear me down because you can't have your power in your mind. The end.
So, but I did see the post when Maya said that this is a leader, and she talked about my crunchy neck and all types of stuff and things of that nature.
And?
But she did. Get the post, Naima, because she talked about her crunchy neck and her shadow and all types of stuff.
No, see, you're dragging it. She literally said, I just said the post verbatim, that she is ugly and she has stubble under her neck. That's all she said.
Yeah, I'll
be comfortable under your neck and how you've been itching for a moment with me, and here it is.
Go ahead, Naima. Let's see the post because our viewers need to know what's going on. They'll be on the Kiki side, and they send it to us.
So Maya says, a legend, someone who leaves behind an unforgettable impression on others. They touch lives, they're remembered, they're cherished. This is really sad because this is how you will be remembered. And you attack youth like this, the legendary London. So London, she put a screenshot to her post, and London says, Maya, you are ugly. You are an ugly commentator with stubble, bitch, and you're itching for a moment. Let me know if you need that prostitute.
Diggy, that's how she ends her reading. Well, prostitute or nigga.
Diggy was about to write that to that post right away.
No.
Okay, we're wrapping it up, y'all.
Okay, so I guess they said we're not gonna get a response from the girls. They cleared it up, but it was definitely shit.
All I just want to say is we're here to work with Kelly. We've been trying to work out a schedule to where we could be the after show to Petty Mondays with the Kiki theme ran by direct Kiki theme girls, like ancient Kiki theme girls from 30 years ago, like Kelly. So if any more Kiki theme team needs to come, Kelly, please guide it over to the after show with us, please. And don't ever step on my toes again, Bigfoot.
So y'all Kiki girls want to keep calling me ancient. I'm going to do you. I'll see y'all on the next Kiki attack, Dicky, okay? I'm going to do you. Go ahead, Amaya. I'm going to get you, bitch, on the next Kiki unpack hole. Oh, bitch, I'm going to do you, bitch. I'll see you, bitch. I'm going to spin the block on you, bitch. I got you, honey. Yeah. But the Kiki girls are definitely coming over, y'all. So definitely make sure you follow him and say something in the comments so they can follow you. Follow him and also follow Snooki, and I'm going to be over there, and I'm going to be co-hosting with them. Yo. Those bitches had me up the other motherfucking day at 4 o'clock in the morning. They are key. So make sure you follow him. He's right there. Follow him right there and follow Snooki Page as well. And they're going to come and they're going to start doing their shit. And I'm going to be over there co-hosting with them. It's going to be a key and it's going to be cute. Yeah. Don't mind you. The next thing. Hold on. I'm checking my Facebook right now.
Okay. While Kelly is checking her Facebook, I am getting ready to queue up the ball from Virginia. We're gonna start one way and go into another way, okay? If y'all not running this up, I will cut it off. Run me up. I ain't even got the two shields yet, bitch. Yeah, we'll see here. Go ahead. Y'all go ahead and bed. Just how big a mama. Go ahead and bed.
I need 4 motherfucking dragons. I'm 4 dragons for 300 y'all. Get me up there where I need to go, please. Can I get that? Can I get 4 dragons?
Yeah, y'all been saying the show is dry, and y'all want us to get to it. Now we about to get into Virginia. Can somebody please send a line to Baby Bop and tell him to bring his bad wig over here?
Go for it. Kelly, somebody said, well, if she baby bought with the bad wig, what's up with you and your bad BBS?
Hold on, why don't you come up and say it to me? Get over here. But go ahead, Amaya. We're going to start. Congratulations to the House of West on another $5,000 win, the House of Champions. But the girl said, bitch, I ain't really motherfucking win that, Miss Thing, bitch. They only had motherfucking 11 categories, and they still had 13 left. So really don't big it up like that, Miss Thing, bitch. But since we got Anthony West here, we're going to start with Anthony, how they motherfucking disrespected him, and how he got slayed by the dragon.
As I'm queuing up this, congratulations to Juju for his place.
I got to catch her.
I see what we're saying, man. What we saying?
This will probably be
left. Oh, yeah, I see.
In box 3, get a shield,
too. Okay, let me know when y'all done begging for the swag. I'm going to do it. I told y'all was begging, so I want to stop y'all. Everybody ready?
Now, Anthony, you know better.
No, but you know what? Listen, So listen, I already know him.
Sonny, does this mean Anthony go home?
So because I know Anthony to say bitch, because that's been my child for years, and I know that I told him to go home because Anthony was down there at the bottom, and Anthony would have threw something at Miss Thing that he said and went over her, and I want my child to get banned. So that's why I told him to go home. And what I mean by going home was go to the West Tape.
Go to your tape.
Yeah, because I did not want him to throw something at that boy. So that's why I told him to go home, because I know him. Miss Thing bitch. But what gagged me, because I didn't see it at the ball, what I was just watching the video is that it's okay. Juju, congratulations on your win. But Juju definitely did Anthony on Anthony, because, you know, after Anthony wins on a girl, he does that spin. Juju did him on him in that video, if y'all seen the video, because that's Anthony's signature move after he do the girl. He does a spin and then walks off, and Juju did that to him. But go ahead.
Anthony, who were you talking to?
I'd just like to say congratulations to my friend, Julius Revlon, out of 10 years. This is his first time.
Anthony, who are you talking to?
I'm sorry.
Who are you talking to?
I asked a specific question.
10 years, 15 years, you got
that. Yeah, congratulations to my brother, Love Down. It took a while, but he finally got me. You know, you win some, you lose some, but you live to judge another.
Hold on. Give me a second. I need Drake. Drake, drop down, because I know he don't know how to work the app. And come back in another box.
Hold on, my father, the father is here. He said, hey, boy, and I said, this is that's from the legend, Julius.
Everybody, did Drake drop down? Hold on. Drake is sleep, honey, because I know he watching things. Hold on. Everybody, please welcome to the show the legend, the overall father himself, Julius Revlon. It's live on the motherfucking airwaves with us. Hey, father.
Hey, brother.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
Fine.
Anthony, I love you, but do we need to name the balls that I beat you with?
Don't remember them.
No, man, love. I can post the clips.
Make them unforgettable. That's one.
And the first time you beat me, and the last time we was tied. So,
more than sure, it's not that big of a deal. It is what it is.
Well, don't.
Let's not make this about me and you, because it was about you. So let's not make this about you and me. I congratulated you, gave you a hug, and keep seeing at the ball.
Okay, but
let's be honest, we're not even going to let it get there because we've never had that type of problem. We're not going to have it on this.
We haven't, and let's not start. All right. Good night.
Good night, brother.
Oh. And you handled that very well.
When the Revlon's in the building saying, ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Like,
hold on, let me talk to you.
We don't, the thing about it is,
we don't do that, bitch, when we battle, it
gets paid. I don't do that with Juju.
Yeah, well, shout out to Juju. Like, he sat the icon down, and he also sat the legendary Emery Garcon, down this past weekend.
So, for the fifth time, as you were walking away, or after you got beat by the
policy, it was only one big talk. Everybody knows.
Okay, that's what I want.
Derek Delcor. Oh, okay. Well,
I was talking to her because the way she did it. Girl, she wasn't the only one that voted over me. I mean, you had Miss Bang at the end of the panel voted over me, too, with a smirk on her face.
At the end of the panel. Because they kept sending a lot of messages. Somebody kept sending a lot of messages. And the judges, I'm glad I kept covering my microphone. And I kept covering my microphone on Saturday, because you judges that was up there on the panel been saying was fierce, and y'all kept saying, they kept saying, not my words, Barbara's the Lord of the Tons, my right hand of God, they kept saying, Who is that ugly child at the end of the panel that keeps chopping everybody?
Hold on. Yeah, the thing is this, y'all. No say. And this, like I said, hold on, Ma. Let me, because y'all asked me a question. Y'all couldn't yet to let me finish. My thing is, girl, it's no shade. I don't mind losing to certain people. Girl, it is what it is. But, girl, it's not what you do. It's how you do it. And, girl, for the girls to be frowning up their faces and shit like that, girl, like they've been waiting to get me is a key. But, like I said, you win some, you lose some, but you live to judge another day, and you bitches got to see me the same way I had to see you. You got to see me. You got to see me. And it is what it is. Girl, it is what it is, but my whole thing is, girl, first of all, you had a panel full of losers judging winners. It's kind of crazy.
Anthony Key. Anthony is a key.
You have a panel full of losers pointing their hand at me. Girl, like, girl, please. Girl, like, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Like I said, bitch, them hoes don't walk balls because they don't win balls. So, girl, I mean, you expect nothing from a bitch that loses all the time to want you to lose.
Okay, I get it.
Wow. Y'all, come on, y'all. I'm at 380. I need to get to 400. Y'all want me to get baby vibes? Go ahead.
Why your phone changed when you said Juju was actually here? Because you said you were, that was the first time I beat you.
First of all, my tone didn't change. You just been my. The thing about it is, when you're friends, bitch, when you're a close friend with somebody, this show will never get in between my friendship with him. Girl, it is what it is. I hugged Julius and kept it pushing. Girl, that shit didn't bother me. The thing about it is, like I said, what bothered me is the way that they did it. Girl, bitch, that's it.
Everybody, please welcome the legend, the icon, the queen mother, Africa West is here. Everybody, okay. Everybody, please welcome the legend. Hold on.
Everybody, please welcome the legend.
All they yelling and screaming, girl. Nobody, you don't
say that. Anthony, hold on. We're gonna take a break for a minute.
Everybody, please welcome the legend, the icon, the founder. Gonna see she is here. We had to take a break for a minute. Production set to drop y'all for a second. We'll bring y'all back.
Go ahead, Africa. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was literally, can y'all hear me?
Yes, go ahead, love.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, I was literally coming up here to answer to Tate, honey. We've been entirely too much to not be able to take off because it's not that serious.
So Africa, how do you feel? Even though we had to give it to the Revlons when they won the 10K missing bitch after five categories, I feel like y'all winners. How do you feel, Africa, as the founder of the house? The girls getting ready, fuck out of here, bitch. It was still 13 categories left. Both the Revlons did it missing bitch. We still had 22 categories.
I want to say something to you because Africa just beat both of them. Let's be clear, Africa is definitely the orchestra, the room taker, and West. But yeah, Africa also is a rule taker at its NK. So a win is a win. Go ahead, Africa.
It was still 13 categories. We were, like, I hope they couldn't possibly think, like, the categories you won, that's all we were going to win. But Finn was still coming up, Finn Quinn Reynolds was still coming up, Legendary, like, we were going to win several other categories. So, I mean, 13 more categories, 13 more points. 13 more trophies. It was what it was. We came for the prize. That was our first mandatory ball for 2024. We was coming for it.
Congratulations to the House of West. Y'all definitely worked our ass off.
Hey, baby.
Fuck that the West won. Grand prize of the night, go to Barry. That's grand prize of the night. Now look around. Grand prize of the motherfucking night.
Wait, Africa. So, yeah, you want your ass out there for 6 hours? Girl, listen, thank you, Malak. Listen. Somebody told me that Africa was out there throwing your pussy off to the people.
Bitch, listen, let me tell you something. Listen, when Africa got on jeans or she got on sweats, you really never noticed the physique of her shape, Miss Big Bitch, because the titties are just so big. So you just know it's the titties. When she came out for the category and she got in this full body cat suit, Miss Big Bitch, and you get into the whole shape of the, I said, okay, bitch. Yeah, that's that hourglass right there.
Mm-hmm.
Honey.
Hey, girl. It was House of the Most Healthy Parents, so we don't need that.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, she looked good. She looked good. I got my
life. Okay. So, Africa, why you here, Africa? Because I know it's on Facebook. I got you, Anthony. Hold on. I got you. I just got to let it calm down for a second. I got to listen to production. Production runs the show. Africa, can you give us a list of the West Wings? Because I know the book is on Facebook, but, you know.
Pussy won. The first trophy of the night was Pussy winning Virgin Warrior for 500. The second trophy came from legendary East Coast godmother Naja, female speaker phase. The third trophy was Dread Sector, which was myself, Naja, and Giselle. After that, it was Schoolboy Runners, which was Q, Josiah, and Jarrell. Runners for the Twitch, which was Q, Will, and Mateo. Then we had Film Queen Perfect 10, that was won by Charmaine. We won Woman's Face, which was won by Yaz, Perp, and our new Woman's Face, Maya. We won Drag Face, which was won by Yonce and Giselle West. We won, hold on, I'm forgetting somebody. Oh, Thug Realness, which was won by Cash and Mally West. We also won Film Queen Sex Star, which was won by Pandora and Paris West. And
Let me get some.
You said female single face too. We won the open all face category for 1,000.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
That was one by.
I'm here for it, Miss Fang, bitch. I'm starting to count to Miss Fang, girl. Listen. Well, we see the West at the ball, Miss Fang, bitch. We got a title. We got a whole title about Miss Fang in the back. It's after the category, Miss Fang. It's no shame, Miss Fang, girl. Because, bitch, it seems like every fucking ball we go to, Miss Fang, they win it. So we got a whole title in the day, and then we got to release the after the category.
That's not the case because this was our first mandatory Ball of the Year. I mean, the Balmains dominated and they did great at the MLK Ball. Then you had the Florida Awards Ball, which, you know what I'm saying, was like different houses that kind of, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Certain balls that kind of, you know, that, you know, we go do our thing at. Like I said, last year was a slow year for us. Like, we did good in comparison to, like, other years. We didn't really kind of walk a whole lot like how we did before and stuff. I mean, but I'm starting to realize our bare minimum is still kind of a lot in comparison to other houses and stuff.
Yeah, but shout out to the house of Prodigy. Y'all definitely showed the girls on Saturday that the price of pee is definitely going back up. Let's say shout out to y'all. Also, shout out to the house of Balenciaga. Y'all was definitely there in full force as well. Shout out to Bugs and his new house was definitely there in full force. Shout out to the Del Cors. They was definitely there in full force. Who else did I see that was there? The West was there in full force.
The
La Vince was there in full force. And the girls was asking where was the Mugliers. They say they didn't see them in the building, but I don't know. I told
they're probably waiting for the coldest winter.
Yeah, they waited for the coldest winter, so that's why they wasn't out like that, honey. And the house of TC Dog was definitely in the building as well. So definitely shout out to all the houses that was definitely in the building.
I definitely was surprised when I woke up and saw the videos how many people that traveled to support. Shout out to everybody that traveled and supported this weekend. With it being so many balls, I know it becomes taxing on you as leaders and as members to make sure everybody is getting where they are and doing what they do. But shout out to all the leaders and all the houses that are doing their big ones.
Yeah, and I'm at 385, y'all. I need to get to 400, Ms. Fang, bitch, so we can get it going. Come on, let's run these gifts up. I need to get to 400 so we can start banging. I'm not trying to lose my voice and carry and all that's the same. Honey, but Ghana, you were sitting up on that piano, Ghana. You had a lot of girls real nervous and scared to come from behind.
Yeah,
I'm not sure why. I gave out 10s all night. I was gracious. I went on these powdered donuts. There was no liquor being served to us. I was very sober on the panel. I think everyone did great. Everyone got 10s from the icon.
Okay. So what?
Shout out to my team.
So to y'all that was there at the ball, because I know what y'all girls are waiting for, and I'm not giving y'all what y'all waited for until I get to my 400. So to Africa, to Anthony, to Gunner, that was there. What was y'all feel of the ball and everything?
So for me, go ahead, Africa.
No, but I enjoyed the ball. I think the energy was great. I mean, it was hot. I think the energy was great. I actually had a good time at the ball, so I mean, I don't really have that too bad to say. I just, with this ball, I hate venues that allow people to smoke inside, because for the people that don't smoke, you're trying to chant, and you don't put roots of the house on. You got people smoking weed and hookah and vape and all that should be getting in your throat, and it's like, baby, take that shit outside. It was so hot in there, the people were smoking inside. It was just, ugh. But other than that, the energy was great.
Get your asthma pump. Let us smoke out lunch, child. It's 20 degrees outside. Y'all be wanting us to pay $9,722.12 for a re-entry just to go smoke a little blunt. Get your little asthma pump. Next time, give me a little wink. I'll bring you a bottle of water, girl. Let us have our blunt in peace, girl. But no, I thought it was a great ball. Again, it was great, like as Nikki said, to see the turnout, to see the amount of people. I kind of think Virginia might even gagged a little bit by like the amount, the sheer volume of people, and the fact that it was like so many credible legends and icons in the building. The only downfall I would say, of course, we didn't get to finish the timing of the ball. But as far as the energy, the categories being participated, it was amazing. The judging was interesting all night. But I'm sure y'all get into that a little later into the show.
I want to hear from Andre. Was at the ball as well, so I want to hear from Andre as well. But we can get into all of that, because when I didn't have my phone all night. So when I actually got back to the Airbnb and I seen the texts that was coming through, the girls was reading about so much stuff in the texts when it came to the people that was getting through for perfect tens and different things of that nature. The people were really reading the judges.
Why did you have Tony over on the panel and she ain't got no house? I'm trying to figure out why y'all keep putting people in a house that ain't got no dog in his fight. What's his name?
Anya.
Yeah, why y'all keep putting people in the house? One of them. I knew it was one of them.
Well, that's the same thing they said about Camaro.
I don't
exactly.
Like
that.
Why Camaro's on nobody's panel?
Even like, girl, they sit beside the person that they sit beside and vote for the whoever that person vote for. It's kind of weird.
Maybe I disagree with you. Just because they don't have a dog in the fight doesn't mean they don't have an agenda.
Yeah, because they were definitely. Thank y'all. They were definitely reading about a lot of those categories and people getting through. And it wasn't. Go ahead,
Bob. I got one thing to say before I forget. This is my thing. So they make us pay. They make the ball mains pay to have a judge. Basically, we're paying to have a judge because we have to buy a table in order to have a judge. So you mean to tell me that you pay, making all of us pay to have a judge, and then you sit a bitch that ain't got a dog in the fight on the table so she can sit there?
Hold on. He definitely, that's definitely a point. He definitely does have a great point.
But what if the table was even? What if anybody bought a table and nobody else bought when they need somebody else? So should they put somebody
else? Drop somebody to the second half, girl. Stop putting these people on the panel. They ain't got a dog. They fighting. All their agenda is to sit up there and
Can somebody please send a lot to Bugs and try to get Bugs back over here so that he can answer some of these questions that people have if he's not still here in the room?
If you have a ball and then people buy tables and then they don't buy tables no more and it's all, you got eight people, you got to make it now and then find somebody that's credible to do it. Like, even if they're off the dog in the fight.
I hear you, Winslow. Well, taking away top,
what do y'all think this is? Like appreciation contest? It is a competitive sport.
but I do want to say something about that takeaway.
So there were some chops popping going on this weekend. But if you do take away chops, you effectively see what happens. That's kind of what this last ball was. A lot of the feedback that I got along with other judges is that people felt there weren't enough chops in many of the categories. So which one does the community want? That's the real question.
Issue when it comes to chops is I just think the issue is the consistency of it. It's like some people just kind of get fears, but then you don't think with all these like hidden agendas and things like that.
Right.
If you're going to judge the ball, you have to be fair. You know what I'm saying? And as leaders, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you have to have those tough conversations with people in your house and tell them, you know, hey, but you should not be walking this thing or whatever the case. Or if they decide to go, you allow them to walk that category and they get chopped, do not run up to the panel acting a fool when Bobby just got chopped for perfect tens or run with when you know deep down inside you don't even seek for your member.
Okay.
That turns into a
The icon, founding father, man, prodigy, is watching the comments, and he said to tell you motherfucking bitches in the motherfucking comments, the price of tea never went motherfucking down. Say the fuck about his motherfucking house, bitch.
Bring him
on Facebook. Kelly, I have a female comment. It says, Kelly needs to stop just asking for bugs. Where is Coco? Why didn't the ball finish?
Coco, they said Coco not coming up on this raggedy ass motherfucking app. They say helping none of these bitches pay their motherfucking rent. That's what they said earlier.
Work, Coco, work it out, bitch.
That's what they said. So that's why I was asking for bugs.
All right, what's going on?
I just want to make it clear, we did receive all of our money, because I've been hearing like rumors and different things, or I guess with them not giving the money out or whatever. We got all of our money, so I don't really kind of know where that came from. And like, Raven West won everything, you know, we got our money.
So When I heard it was two categories left in the first half, and then they said, oh, we're going to all the $1,000 categories next, I got up from the Gorgeous Gucci section, and I went up to the stage to drink and see the people that was right there. And I said to them, bitch, y'all better get ready, because this ball is not going to finish, mistake, bitch. And Ty with the live caught me saying that to them and put it on the live. And then 2 minutes later, I turned around and I said, "Oh, bitch, the owner is saying, taking all the equipment away from a Belinda, bitch. Get your faggot asses up out of here. They want to charge your venue." But then, if you go to my video, I was sitting in the car. Somebody came outside and they said to me, they said, "Kelly, that wasn't even the motherfucking owner on my thing while I was on live sitting in the car." They said that was the cleanup people, bitch. The cleanup people came and shut it down. And so then allegedly they said that it was because of some other incident that happened outside is why the ball got shut down for something that happened outside. But then the girls also said that they didn't have all the rest of the money for the categories. They only had the $5,000 left, so that's why they had to end it.
Oh, somebody said there was something outside. That's what be happening. Even when people get venues, it don't matter. Like, everybody is just... If y'all fight outside, it affects the bitches that's inside, depending on how big it is and what happens outside. So, bitch, it's like,
Coco's son is in the comment, and he said all those things, the narrative alive.
Okay.
Yeah, I was so, just right here. I don't think it was a situation with them, like, not having the money, because even, like, when we won the money and we went to the back and we got a cash at us and all that stuff, like, the money was there. Like I went and I talked to Coco and
Let me see. Audrey, I'm gonna drop you down. Okay. Anthony, drop down so I can put you down there and bring Bugs up.
Okay, everybody,
all y'all questions and things that y'all was asking is gonna be answered. Bugs is here.
so that and we're going to start, let's start over. Anthony, go with your question that you had for Bugs about the tables and the judges. Go ahead, Anthony.
I said about buying the table and having the judge. Why do people keep putting people that don't got a dog in the fight on the panels? And them bitches be sitting up there being fierce because they ain't got nobody to come after them and get fierce. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nobody that you gonna get fierce with.
And then if you have to, and then also if you have to buy a table to have representation,
if you gotta buy a table to get a judge, then why do people get the judge and they ain't got? You know what I'm saying? They don't have to buy a table. But that wasn't just for your ball. That was for everybody.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad you said that was for everybody because that was actually the only reason why we did it like that this year is because everybody else is doing it. And so if everybody else can do it, why the fuck can't we? So every person that was on the panel was had representation. The only reason the House of Gorgeous Gucci didn't have a judge up there was because Jarrell only paid us $300. So the tables were $650. Yeah. That's why he didn't have, that's why they didn't have no representation. Every other house that had a
for the
table.
Yeah.
Every other house that had a table, they had a judge. The people who did not have a table that was a judge were people that were from Virginia. So like that's the only reason why
so,
they were up there.
Okay, so my next question before we get
listening.
Right.
I was listening before I got up here. It was not about the money in no way, shape, form, or fashion. We wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Coco wouldn't do that. The reason the ball ended was because we had no choice. The security was gone. The security was gone for like a fucking hour and some minutes before the ball even closed. They were trying to cut us. They were trying to kick us out then. We had to shut the bar down because they was getting calls saying that people was underage and was in there drinking. So it was other things that was happening. So, I mean, that was out of our control, but it's saying
so,
that we didn't have no money.
So, boss, I guess why the people were going around with that narrative.
And it was no cleaner, and it was not no cleaner or the person who owned it, the person who took the equipment was the person who owned the equipment, a DJ that we had to rent from. He said he was tired. We kept on saying to him, give us another hour, give us another hour, because I was trying to, we both wanted to complete the ball. Like, why would we not want to complete the ball? It was a dope-ass ball. The energy was dope. Everything was good, so.
So I guess, Buck, so why they came with that narrative is because they said, if y'all had an aftermath schedule, why didn't y'all announce that y'all was going to finish the rest of the categories at the aftermath and give out the money?
We did not have an aftermath schedule. We had a party night, and at the last minute, me and Coco decided to do that in case people were there, and we said we're going to have a few categories. We never said we was having an aftermath. If we was having an aftermath, we would have had a whole page saying we was having an aftermath.
Okay.
Like, people are creating narratives because it sounds good and because a lot of this shit that people are saying happens a lot with these other promoters that people want to keep on attending their balls and stuff like that. But when it comes to us, it's given, oh, they this and they that. I really honestly don't give a fuck about what nobody is saying because it wasn't about no money, and whoever's saying that can suck my dick.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We got a caller. Dasani, you're back on the air, Dasani.
Hey, Buzz. I just want to be a real-ass bitch because half of these bitches are some lying-ass bitches. We literally sat on the panel earlier, and Susan, in box three, Susan, the icon, the I-C-O-N, big, juicy butt, Mizrahi, she was literally on the panel, and she definitely said y'all didn't have y'all money. Kelly also agreed. I don't know why these hoes are sitting up here faking now, but they definitely said that y'all didn't have the money. Now, Susan, you said that. You said
and
that, Susan.
You know
let me finish. No, y'all don't cut nobody else off. Let me finish.
Let him finish, y'all, because he on the phone line. He on the phone line, y'all can't talk over him. Go ahead, Dasani.
Okay, thank you. And I definitely said, Bugs, when I was on the panel, y'all shouldn't do that because Bugs and Coke are not the type of people. Susan, I don't know why you're about to lie, but go ahead and do that. I thought you was a bitch that stands on business. You's a business woman.
Let me finish.
You can respond when I...
Nobody answers any questions about Kelly and her money. That's what I said.
Okay, well, that's not what you said to me, but regardless.
So, Dino,
I do want to
talk to Dino about money. I said, Dino, don't ask any questions because they don't ask Kelly about her kids about money. Don't answer any questions about money. That's what I said.
Okay, that's what she said to D-Lo, but that's not what she said to me. And then I wanted to just say also, Susan, bitch, you fucking said it, you lying ass bitch. You said that they motherfucking didn't have any fucking money. This is the fuck you said, bitch. You said that. You said it. Now stand on it, bitch. You said it. Bitch.
You sound crazy, man.
Now, girl, I'm not playing. You said that.
Anyway, Bugs, I wanted to ask you,
how did you feel about the support in Virginia? You know, Susan had a ball last year. They threw that ball last year. Nobody really came. And this seems like this ball really put Virginia back on the map. How do you feel about that?
Well, Virginia don't support.
No, he said, how do you feel? So, how do you feel that Virginia, the last ball they had in Virginia, the girls didn't come, and it seemed like this ball Saturday put Virginia back on the map. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it feels good because this is a ball that we had. It's the seventh time. So it's like people know that it's going to be a dope vibe. They know that we're going to finish the ball. They know that we're going to get the money out. So, I mean, I was surprised that as many people came as they did. I didn't expect that. But it was a good thing.
Anything else, Dasani? Oh, Dasani's gone. Okay. One question.
Bug, they said that you guys are, I guess, advertised that the doors were going to open at 8 and they find it 2 hours later. They said, that probably could affect you why y'all didn't finish the ball. Why did y'all find the ball later?
I started the ball late because we was waiting on all the judges to get there.
Okay, and since we talk about all the judges getting there, you kicked me off the panel,
wow,
or was I just a replacement instead of Lavinga at there?
I told you that from the beginning, that I needed you to judge until the law ban came.
Okay, thank you.
So wait, why the judging wasn't on time, like, for the ball to start? Everybody asking why y'all started late. They should be asking they fucking leadership why the fuck they wasn't there to sit their ugly asses on the panel so the fucking ball can start.
I mean, a lot of the times, like, that's what happens. But nobody don't say anything because everybody's all around. All of these people who I call the ballroom Illuminati, nobody wants to say nothing. Nobody wants to point the finger. Like, and it's getting old because there was only like 3 or 4 judges that were there on time.
Right.
Everybody else, people came like hours and hours late.
I was looking at the live. And it was fab, and I wish I could have been here. I just came from another ball, but it was so dope. I've been in Virginia, man, long to watch that live, and there was so many people in there, so much competition. And it seemed like the houses really came to do for the 5,000. No shade. So shame on you judges for coming the fuck late. Blame it on them. Shit, the fuck?
Okay, y'all. Any other questions?
As a promoter, Bug, I think that if they want their own time, they should have been replaced and had to pay to get in. I think we have to stop, as a promoter, we have to take control of it and make sure that people are respecting our time. Because if you requested them to be there at a certain time and they weren't there, they should have just been replaced. That way because their lateness, y'all didn't finish our ball.
I would
understand our business.
And I was going around to other people who I didn't ask to judge, trying to get people to judge, and they were walking. Like, I wasn't just going to just put anybody up there, because then people will be reading about that. Or you just putting anybody on the panel and letting anybody judge people. So it's like, either way, you know, we were going to be here. It's the Monday after the ball. It is what it is, you know. I apologize. I hate that that happened. I really, really hate that it happened, because I felt like the ball was really, I felt like even though we didn't finish the ball, this ball was better than damn near all of the balls that we had in the past year, as far as competition, as far as vibe, as far as energy and all of that. So it's like people don't read, but at the end of the day, they balls be dry for us.
So I don't know, but I will ask the question. Bugs, they said, would you like to put a name on ball, judges come lately?
Before he do that, let me go ahead and say this really quickly. In all fairness, I feel as though what has might been a reason some of the judges may have been late, because it was at, like, the timing had slightly changed, so people were kind of under the impression that it was starting one time and then, you know, got another time, because, again, I'll just go back. I literally got to the ball at a particular time because I know what I had told her. But then when I spoke to, but earlier, it was a different time. I was like, okay, so then it was like we had to kind of change it around. But she was still under the impression that, you know, she had to be at the ball by 11 o'clock, not realizing she needed to actually be there at 10 o'clock. Because I was under the impression that, you know, I was told a different time. But I was like, no, baby, y'all need to have y'all yada, yada, yada. And I was like, okay, let me go ahead and try to rally the troops up. But at that particular time, everybody had kind of started, like, delaying their stuff on hour by hour. Because it was like, oh, well, hell, they started the first category getting called at 11. They got to get my makeup done at 5 instead of 4. So it's just kind of like, you know. Yeah, so that's
what I'm late. I mean, for what it's worth, I do apologize for everything that like that, that was my fault, that was my part, you know, and I'm sorry that that happened once again. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say, because all I know is y'all gonna say what you want to say, and I'm not in the business of arguing with people about shit that, like.
So would you like to put a name on those judges? They want to know, would you put a name on those judges? But I know he not.
I don't think that's even important right now, or relevant.
Okay. Yeah. So, y'all, go ahead.
I want to talk about why is it that who's really saying this about us not having this money?
Oh no, that's what the girls was going around, and that's what the girls were saying.
Susan said it.
They say Kelly agreed.
I was saying what the people were saying. That's what the people were saying. And I'm here to speak for the people.
Why
y'all didn't have y'all money? Why couldn't y'all get a table?
Oh, well, you got to take that up with Jarrell.
Now, Marla, you had to have that same energy with him that you had with me just now when I mentioned it.
Okay. Yeah, Marla. Okay.
What happened?
Hold on. So, Marla, would you like to come from behind, sweetie? They at your door, Marla.
Because we wasn't going.
Okay.
Because I wasn't going.
That's what Marlon just said. He said, because we don't have a chance.
Well, that's not what was told. What was told to us is the reason y'all didn't have it is because he couldn't do it by himself and nobody else wanted to help him. So that's not, it wasn't because y'all wasn't going. The overall father felt like he needed to have a table because it would look bad and all he could afford was $300 because nobody else would help him. That's the reason why y'all didn't have a table. Not because I wasn't coming, like y'all was paying it.
Marlon, you better come up here to visit your house, Marlon.
Oh, shit. I'm not leaving nobody.
I'm just
leaving nobody. He said, hold on, Marlon said we don't